on deck on wiki.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. I'm the host of the program. I'll be joined by Steve Falb, my co-host. And today we'll have a special treat.
Hello, this is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. I'm your in-depth correspondent and reporter.
But Kimmy's confused.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. I'll be joined by Steve Falb, my co-host. Desiree is on assignment. This is podcast number 69, July 16th, 2006. Steve?
This F1 Weekly podcast is brought to you by Yahoo Ads. Yahoo Ads provides you, the F1Weekly.com web server, with ads that interest you. From bowling shoes to figure skates, Yahoo Ads get you the stuff you really want. Click on them. You know you want to.
Thank you, Yahoo. Keep up the good work, Steven. There you have it, France 2006. The Grand Prix is over, and now we will tell you what happened. Obviously, as everybody knows, I'm probably not going to be pumped up, but Ferrari is definitely kicking some booty.
They're definitely showing a little bit of pace.
Bridgestone has done a phenomenal job. I think the Michelin shod runners are going to have to pick up the pace.
They're going to have to find – Michelin's going to have to do something because – the Ferrari seemed to just be a bit more sticky. Though Bridgestone may have an issue because we saw the Williams, one of the Williams tires explode.
Yeah, and both Williams had tire issues all day long. Nico Rosberg suffering quite a bit with tire problems. And if you looked at Michael Schumacher's tires at the end of the race, they looked worse than Fernando Alonso's, and he was on a three-stopper. Yeah. So I know Schumacher will always praise the tires because that's their tire supplier.
Yeah, well, I think also they were running those tires right to the ragged edge.
They were, and they went with the soft compound, and you saw the tires on Michael Schumacher's car, quite intense and lots of wear. But let's move along and go right to the beginning of the race, and the Ferraris got a really, really good start. Fernando did not have the start that you would expect them to have. I think Massa did a pretty good job in moving to the right, keeping Fernando at bay. And Fernando tried for the first two or three laps to get around Felipe Massa, but he just couldn't do it.
Well, I think it was good teamwork on the Ferrari's part because Michael kept Fernando directly behind him and allowed Massa to keep him boxed so he couldn't get past.
I agree. Great teamwork. And also Massa holding up Fernando while Schumacher put the pedal to the metal.
Something we probably should mention too is that Vittorio Luizzi took a 10-place penalty also to move to the back of the grid for an engine change before the race began.
Keep up the good work, Steven. I didn't notice that. I'm obviously not too focused on the back end of the,
yeah,
of
well,
the
grid. Well, they mentioned it, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, Vittorio. Michael Schumacher definitely starts pulling away, and obviously the talk of the race was who was on a three-stopper, who was on a two-stopper. And at first, I wasn't really sure even after the first stops, because the first stops came fairly close to each other, which didn't really give you any indication
of what the overall strategy was going to be.
Exactly. And by lap three, Carlo Fisichella is pushing Kimi Raikkonen for P6, but I don't know. I thought Giancarlo Fisichella was not. He never pushes hard enough.
Well, he wasn't. He didn't seem to have the pace today. Another back of the field note: Sato was out before the end of the first lap with a gearbox problem.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the start, Mark Webber had a really good start, jumping two spots to P8, which is, you know, he usually has such bad karma.
Yeah, well, it would come back to get him.
Exactly. But by lap five, everything sort of settled in. nothing exciting. And Schumacher's pushing very, very hard.
Yes.
And they're exchanging lap sector times, fastest lap sector times exactly. between Massa, Fernando Alonso, and Michael Schumacher. And it's going back and forth. And they're all starting to take away.
Yeah. At that point, everybody was taking a sector time.
Exactly. And Michael Schumacher is definitely pulling away. He's almost got 6 seconds on Fernando by lap 9.
Yep. Getting up there pretty quick. Right around lap 9, Scott Speed actually gets past Rubens Barrichello.
Oh, that's because Rubens Barrichello went wide on the hairpin and totally lost it.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
I thought he made a mistake. He went in there too hot, went too hard, and Scott Speed gets by Rubens Barrichello. Well, it's good for Scott Speed. Scott Speed looked pretty good, even though he was whining about back pain.
Yeah.
He pinched a nerve at 3 o'clock in the morning or something. That's all nice and dandy, but you know what? I wouldn't tell anybody that.
Yeah.
I would just suck in my gut and be a man.
Well, he's a modern athlete. He's got to disclose his injuries.
He gets massages. All the Korean girls come and walk on his back.
Yeah.
That's right. You are correct. It is the modern era. In the old days, they would have sucked in the gut.
Yeah, nobody would have cared.
Exactly.
Here, have another martini before you start the race.
So, Scott Speed gets by Rubens Barrichello. Lap 10. And Schumacher is now 6.636 ahead of Fernando. And Pedro de la Rosa at this time, a happy camper.
Yep.
Because he's got a race seat. Montoya bails to go to NASCAR. Pedro gets a nice race seat, starts in France. I think it's a good place to go. And he's trying to get by Mark Webber. I mean, he's nipping and nipping and nipping.
That was a good little bit of race going on.
It was
right there.
A good little bit of race. And I liked it because it was Bridgestone Michelin, two dynamic British teams, Williams and McLaren. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And it lasted for quite a bit of time. And then after that, Michael Schumacher puts in his best lap at a 117.76. Four. Then Thiago Montero
pitted after taking.
He took a little flight.
Yeah, man, got some air off the curbs
in a very strange way, and the car went airborne, then fell down on the front corner.
Yeah, nosed in, and then
brutal
out through the gravel. Yeah, it was like, oh, Thiago's in for pit. Oh, now we know why he's pitting.
Well, what happened was he came up against Frank Montagny, nipped. Hit the back of Frank Montagny, lost it.
Actually, I think they went back and they said that he didn't actually hit him. What I think probably happened is he broke hard not to hit him.
I see.
And that got him up off the curb.
Yeah, because Frank finishes the race
in front of his people.
Happy and, you know,
it was all good.
Lap 13, Fernando Alonso is now trailing 7.128 seconds to Michael Schumacher. The gap isn't getting big fast, but it's getting there. Schumacher's kicking ass. And I think right now they're both on similar fuel loads. The fuel loads begin to change on the first pit stop.
After the first pit stop. But Trulli actually puts down a fastest S1 time in this one. The Toyotas look good Trulli looked really good until later in the race. And then Ralph actually put up a pretty decent race.
Both Toyotas look great this weekend. Of the Japanese teams, Toyota is doing a fantastic job. And they're making steps forward. They're not big steps, but nevertheless, they're steps forward.
And they're actually competitive.
Exactly. And I think they have plenty to be proud of. Their pit stops are good. They're making progress. And I see Toyota are using the Bridgestones much better than, let's say, Williams.
Yeah. They're getting more out of them, which is interesting since they were having so much trouble with them at the beginning of the season.
Exactly. So they're making progress. I like it. Lap 15, David Coulthard is P11. He lost a couple of laps.
A couple of places.
Yes. Not sure what was going on there. You could tell he's struggling a little bit. And Mark Webber and Pedro de la Rosa are still fighting.
Still having a little bit.
Pedro just cannot get around this guy. And it's pretty funny stuff. And right when you see that fighting, out of the corner of my eye, you can see the Ferrari pits are getting ready for Ferrari, and it's Massa. Massa's pits on lap 16. Excellent pit stop. Ferrari is great at pit stops. 7 second stop, and he's out of there.
That was a quick one and clean, really clean Ferrari's pit stops today were phenomenal.
Yes, Ferrari has really picked up the pace, and you have to give kudos to Ferrari for really kicking Boutte and showing Flavio who's boss.
Well, they've picked up their picked up their game.
Yeah, and you know that Italian win in the World Cup, they're almost annoying.
I was actually hoping that Fernando would just do a little headbutt to Michael just for laughs.
I don't think that's very funny, Steven.
I think it would have been hilarious.
So there you have it. Fernando Alonso pits on the following lap. Good stop, but he takes on a lot more fuel.
Well, he was in the pit for almost a full second longer.
7.9 seconds.
So at least a full second more fuel.
Exactly.
Than they put in Alonso's car.
Exactly.
Which
is a significant amount of fuel.
Right. And it also is telling us that the Renaults are going to go on a two-stop strategy probably.
Well, I still wasn't sure, but once Michael Schumacher pits on the following lap after that, his stop is very quick, quicker than Massa's, 6.7 seconds, and then I know for sure that Schumacher is definitely on a three-stopper,
right,
because there's no way they could have gotten enough fuel in that car
for him to go much longer.
Exactly. So there you have it. There you go. I think those stops dictated how the race was going to go.
Right.
And Fisichella and Pedro de la Rosa finally come in
right
on lap 19.
Kimi had pitted with Alonso.
Yes.
So both McLarens have now pitted.
And I don't know, Kimi looked good for a while, but I think he was having tire issues. I don't know. The choices that teams pick when in terms of compounds is probably the biggest decision of each weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of a make or break decision for a lot of teams.
And you see it on the teams that do pick the wrong compound, i.e. Williams compared to Toyota.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised that Williams had as much trouble as they did, well, considering they were supposedly on the same compound as the Ferraris.
Exactly. Well,
I have to wonder if there's a difference in the setup of the two cars that makes those a problem for Williams that makes them work really well for a Ferrari.
Well, I don't know if they were really on the same compound as Ferrari. I mean, I know that's blurted out while we're watching the race, but often the case is it's a similar compound, but it's not exactly the same.
No, because
I think Ferrari always gets a special certain treatment.
Like they get the pick of the litter.
That, and they probably get coupons or something when they get their tires on top of everything else.
Right, so they can go get like a free Big Mac or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Lap 19 continues and Trulli is now in the lead. Ralf Schumacher is right behind him. This is the first time that two Toyotas are 1-2 in the lead all year long. They're excited.
First time this season that they've been 1-2 in the race.
It reminded me of Damata, Silverstone, when there was just a strange thing that happened, and all of a sudden he was in the lead in his Toyota. And I thought that was the only time Damata was going to be in the lead in his Formula One career. And I was correct. So there you have it. And at this point, and I had mentioned yesterday in qualifying that the heat was going to take down a few companies, a few cars, a few kablamos. And sure enough, Rubino in the Honda works car, kablamo.
Kapow.
Close to the beginning of lap 20.
Though this race had an amazingly low amount of attrition compared to what we've been seeing the last couple of weeks.
Well, the problem is there's different styles of attrition.
Right.
The stupidity of Indianapolis where people are just knocking into each other.
Well, it is sometimes used as a NASCAR circuit, so maybe they got caught up in that aura.
Osmosis, I'm sure. But no, so when they knock each other out, crash, bang, that's one way of, you know, seeing how the first lap you lose seven cars. But today, I still thought the attrition was somewhat high for such a clean track, a clean start, nobody hitting each other. Yeah, it was a clean start.
We really didn't lose any vehicles to accidents this week.
Only one vehicle was lost in the start, and that was Takuma Sato. He could barely get to the line because he was having gearbox problems. And sure enough, after the first lap, he was whimpering.
I don't think he made it around the track.
Exactly. I'm giving him a little extra credit here.
Yeah, but so, we didn't have anybody actually knock anybody else out this week.
No, it was a clean start. Manicure has a cleaner,
a little easier
first
line.
Three corners are exactly. So there you have it. Trulli in pits for lap 20, as well as Frank Montagny.
Mark Webber's also in.
And now Ralf Schumacher takes the lead. Michael Schumacher, Massa, and Fernando Alonso are the top four. David Coulthard is in P9, but Scott Speed is in P10 already. Scott Speed is doing well.
He is doing quite well. And Pedro has actually managed to leapfrog Webber through the round of pit stops, so he's moved up a spot.
Exactly, and Jacques Villeneuve is P11. At this moment, the BMWs look pretty good. You know, they've got their new stuff on.
Yeah,
the Viking horns, they just went ahead and copied McLaren.
I did take a really close look at them. They're almost identical. For some reason, BMW's got them a little bit lower on the airbox. And then they've got their antennae out front, too.
Yes, the vertical wings on the front. I find them very interesting. And I'm not sure if they helped at all.
They seemed to help them a bunch in practice.
In practice, yeah. They were fastest in Saturday practice, and Jacques Villeneuve just blew the qualifying. Of course, I'm sure there was a perfectly good reason for that.
Oh, but the traffic. But Nico Rosberg was in front of me.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, Jenson Button is in on lap 21. A decent stop, 8.4 seconds. Nico Rosberg is in as well. And Ralf Schumacher is in. He drops out from the lead, pits. Not a good pit stop.
No. Watching the replays, it looks like they may have had trouble with one of the air guns.
Yeah, but he kept going back and forth with the air guns. He would put one down, go for the other one, then he went back for the bad one.
Yeah.
So it was more than air gun. It's also the spindle nut was having some problems.
Giving him trouble.
That was the left rear tires for everyone out there. And they do get through it, but it's a 17.2 second
stop.
Ouch. Ralphie boy. It doesn't affect his full performance, but this really, if they had a good pit stop, the outcome of Toyota's race today would be much improved.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Probably at least another full spot on the grid.
Very possible. And at this time, I noticed that by lap 22nd, Michael Schumacher's pushing hard, and he locks it up on the front tires
going
into the hairpin. And I was surprised to see that because, you know, he's got the lead. He should have been sort of pacing himself, but he's still pushing very, very hard.
Yeah, well, we've come to realize that he's pushing really hard because he wants to extend his lead as much as possible because he knows he's got to make an extra stop.
And getting back to Ralf Schumacher, long pit stop, he comes out in P7 right in front of Giancarlo Fisichella. Yeah. And I don't know, I wasn't sure if Michael Schumacher had a great set of tires because he seemed to be slowing down just a touch. But it could have been pacey after locking him up. It maybe had a flat spot. He might have been pacing himself, but still, he is still pushing very hard. Jacques Villeneuve is still in P11 by lap 25. Pedro de la Rosa is in P12. And Michael Schumacher is now plus 11 seconds to Fernando Alonso.
Yep. He's got 6 seconds on Massa.
And the following lap is pretty cool because Trulli, who was in P4, Toyota was looking really, really good. Kimi Raikkonen finally gets by him.
That was a pretty sweet move, too.
Yeah.
Man, that was deep.
It was, and he made it look so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a gorgeous move.
Yep, slipped right past him.
Yeah, it was very, very, very fluid.
That's about this time that Heidfeld also gets his first pit stop in.
Mm-hmm. Fisichella at this stage is P6. Ralf Schumacher is still P7. And Jacques Villeneuve pits on lap 27.
Yep.
Good stop. And at this time, Scott Speed's in P9.
Yep. Christian Albers also pits. A couple of tight battles going. Fizzy and Ralf are fighting for P6. And De La Rosa and JV are really duking it out for P10.
And I think Toro Rosso is looking really good.
Toro Rosso's been looking very solid. They've been definitely working their way up the field a little bit. I think the drivers are getting more comfortable with their cars, both being basically rookies, and then definitely working up the field. They're actually giving the Red Bull guys a little bit of a run.
Yeah, they are giving the Red Bull guys a little bit of a run. I think that, I don't know, they're having some good luck. Their Cosworth V10 is fairly dependable. And Scott Speed, after pitting on lap 28, comes out in P14. Lap 29, David Coulthard pits. It's a good pit, and he was the last one, I think, to pit from everybody.
He was.
He was the last pitter of the pits.
Yeah, I was watching the live timing. It's like And that leaves just DC to up, and there he goes into the pit.
Well, what's fascinating is he came back out P11, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, good stop. The Red Bull guys are picking up their game in the pits. So,
and at this stage, Michael Schumacher is 6.631 seconds in front of Massa, and there's probably another 5 seconds to Fernando Alonso. Everything pretty much stays the same, and we sort of relax.
Just briefly.
Briefly?
We briefly relax.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
How far is the moon from the Earth?
Interested in trivia? Please tune in to My Trivia Podcast, a weekly podcast rarely more than 8 minutes in duration, with 10 or more questions and answers to fun facts about topics such as science, geography, history, and there's even some audio thrown in. You can find My Trivia Podcast in iTunes, Podcast Alley, and other podcast sites, or you can go to www.mytriviapodcast.com. Hope to have you tuning in!
The moon is 250,000 miles away. The capital...
Welcome back to F1Weekly.com. Clark Rogers here, your host. Okay, let's get back to this race. Lap 31. Liuzzi is in for a nice pit. We've got Christian Kleen in. And Kimi Raikkonen is in another pit stop. 11.5 second stop. He's taking on a lot of fuel. And as far as I think, the numbers show that he should not pit again.
Right. He should be done in there. He should not need to come back.
Exactly. So it looked like Kimi Raikkonen is on a two pit stop strategy. But then I noticed that I don't think he got fuel. It looked like they just changed his tires.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because the car, the way the camera is.
Yeah, it basically, the frame is such that you can't see the fuel guys.
Exactly. So I sort of freaked out and couldn't figure out what was going on. And he goes back out, and I'm not sure what his position as he came out was, but because the following lap, Massa pits, and it's a really, really fast pit stop.
It's a
6.4 second stop. Obviously, they're on a three stopper.
Yeah.
You can't hide that. And during this, Ralf Schumacher is pushing Giancarlo Fisichella to the hilt.
Yep.
And it was sort of bizarre to see the Toyota actually nipping at the Renault. Toyota is kicking ass.
They are definitely... Ralf is getting everything he can out of that car.
Exactly. And Fernando Alonso was reaching some traffic at a crucial point because Massa is pitting and Fernando is just hitting traffic. Ferrari couldn't ask for a better moment to pit.
Exactly.
As Fernando hits the traffic. Now, he gets through the traffic fairly decently. The marshals did a pretty good job with the blue flags. I saw no major problems, but you're definitely going to lose a few tenths.
You're going to lose time.
So there you have it. Michael Schumacher now, by lap 35, is 16.357 seconds ahead of Fernando Alonso. So pretty impressive stuff. Pedro de la Rosa still hanging in there. From P8, he pits on lap 35, and it's an excellent stop, 6.8 seconds. Keep up the good work, Pedro de la Rosa.
It's good to see him having a good race his first day back in the seat.
Well, he's a pretty steady driver. To be honest with you, I think he's doing a better job than Juan Pablo Montoya, but, you know, maybe I shouldn't say that Pablo is not there.
And he has a distinct advantage over most guys who end up in that situation in that he's got just boatloads of time in that car.
Exactly. But by lap 36, Scott's speed is back up to P12, and that's due to mostly to other teams' pit stops. And he's just slowly getting back up.
Yep.
David Coulthard is right behind him. Toro Rosso ahead. David Coulthard behind him.
Team orders?
I don't know. Yeah, right. But DC P11, Nick Heinfeld P10, and Pedro de la Rosa is in P9.
And right about that time that de la Rosa puts a good move on Heinfeld.
Exactly. Very good. Very well done. Keep up the good work, Pedro. He's really impressing his boss. He wants to keep that race.
He wants to keep that seat.
Obviously, because I don't know why Ron Dennis said this a few days ago, but said that Montoya is still on the ticket. He's contracted, and we could call him up and force him to race and test if we have to.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of I want to jerk. I think he was just trying to chain to make sure that he understood.
No, I think he was jerking on Ganassi's chains.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, so. He's still under contract to me. If I want it back, I'll take it back.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Toyota, still looking really, really strong. Michael Schumacher is coming up behind a Renault, it looked like. Was it Fisichella?
Probably would be Fisichella if he's coming up behind him, because Fisichella, I think, at the end of the race is the last car on the lead lap.
Exactly, which was P6.
Yeah, and then about lap 39, Trulli pits and Weber pits, and we find out that Weber had a little of an off-track caper.
Well, it was weird because it was right after his pit, so you would expect new tires, fresh tank of gas, everything would be peachy. But this was not confirmed. It looked like one of the tires came apart.
Big time looked like one of the tires came apart. One of the, I think probably the left rear.
It was the left rear.
Just completely, it's like watching a retread come apart on the freeway. It's this big strip of rubber flying out of the car. And that actually ended up giving him trouble for the next dozen laps or so before he finally has to retire.
Exactly.
I think when it came apart, it damaged his rear wing. And may have actually done suspension damage, too, because he was in and out of the pits three or four times before they finally just pushed him in the garage.
Exactly. I forgot to mention that on lap 38, this is significant. That's why I'm going back to lap 38. Michael Schumacher pitted with another super blind fast pit stop at 6.4 seconds. And what's interesting about this is Alonso is coming around and Alonso stays ahead of Michael Schumacher, and Michael Schumacher now behind Fernando because Fernando still has not done a second pit stop.
Right.
And he's got more fuel on board. Very interesting because now we have Michael Schumacher behind Fernando, and Michael Schumacher tries to get by a couple of times, but Fernando had nothing to say about that except no.
No.
And it stayed like that for a little while, 0.5 seconds. Michael Schumacher realized, let's not make a mistake. He knows that Fernando's going to pit in the next few laps.
Exactly. So he's going to get an opportunity to get back out.
Exactly. And calms down. By lap 40, everything is cool. By lap 41, Trulli pits again. And
they push him
in the garage. Very sad situation for Trulli.
Yeah.
Having a great race. The Toyota's being super dependable. But this time it wasn't motor. It was brakes.
It was brakes.
And he said it was too dangerous to drive the car. They were fading, and gone.
Interesting. It was funny because during qualification, they were talking about, they had been talking to one of the Toyota mechanics, or or maybe they were actually talking to Fry, but he was nervous because the weekend had been going perfectly. Perfect.
Exactly. So there you have it. That's why they were nervous, because they knew something was around the bend. And
Gremlins.
Weber pits again, of course, because of his little fra-fra on lap 39, and gets the new nose, tires.
They actually pushed him into the garage for a while.
They did. They worked on the car, but that's the new deal now for points and for your qualifying form on the next race, where you stand in qualifying. Well, no, I guess not.
Not
this year. See, I'm freaking out.
No, but I think it's more of a... I think they may have been getting back out there to possibly do some test.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just get some clock, because he is running the new motor.
Yep.
And they may have wanted
the new C6, I think.
Yeah, and I think they were probably just wanting to get clock on that motor just to see what's going on. And also just because, you know, if they get into a situation down the road where they need to do this kind of stuff, it's good practice.
Exactly. And right then, Fernando Alonso, who was about to pit, goes by Scott Speed, who looked like he was hitting the dirt. That was a weird
yell. Oh, yeah.
The camera went by it so quickly.
Almost looked like Keyover ran it.
Yeah. Maybe. And he never talked about during the whole broadcast. And I don't know what happened there.
Well, yeah, they didn't get anything close. Basically, all I remember from the broadcast was, oh, that's what caused that dust cloud.
Exactly.
And we didn't get to see him going into that turn to determine, you know, what happened. Was he maybe... Could be, since Fernando was going past him, maybe he was moving over to get out of the way and got out on the marbles. That caused him to run off a little bit.
At the end of lap 41, Fernando Alonso pits, and it's a long pit. We know he's on a two-stopper. This is his last pit stop. And this is a critical pit stop because he needs to come out fast and make some time up if he wants to get the second spot on the podium.
Yep.
9.3 second stop, lots of fuel, new tires. He hits the road. And at this time, lap 42, the lineup is Michael Schumacher, Felipe Massa, Fernando Alonso, Giancarlo Fisichella, and Ralf Schumacher. And I believe Weber is still out of the race. They're still working on his car.
He's in the garage at the moment.
And by lap 44, Weber comes back out of the garage, and he's back in the race.
Back on the track.
Exactly. But let's not forget, Michael Schumacher and Felipe Massa have not done their third pit stop.
Their last pit.
Fernando has done his last pit stop. This is key, but what's key is Michael Schumacher pushing at the beginning of the race has already got a fairly decent margin where he's guaranteed a podium if all else continues.
At the very least.
Yes, so.
And actually, Massa's not putting enough time between himself and Fernando.
No, Massa's not pushing hard enough right now. I'm sure that Jean-Todt's on the radio screaming at him. You need to go now. The first they were telling him to go slow at the beginning of the race. Now they're telling him to go fast. So he's freaking out too.
Pick up your mind.
And lap 47, Michael Schumacher knows he's got to get that gap to have a comfortable pit stop and have a little margin of error there. So he puts in a fast lap at a 117.111. Very interesting. And lap 47, Nick Heidfeld pits from P8. Ralf Schumacher pits from P4. Ralf Schumacher is holding the load for Toyota and doing a fine job, even though he had that 17-second pit stop.
Yeah, it was pretty crowded in the pits around that time because Button's in. Fizzy had just finished pitting. Rosberg had been in. Just a veritable beehive of activity in the pit row.
Keep up the good work, Steve. Michael Schumacher is pushing really hard by lap 48 because he knows he's got a pit soon for his third pit stop. The gap is 28.052 seconds to Fernando. He's comfortable. He can now reach for a sandwich and relax.
Get that cup of coffee.
Now, Kimi Raikkonen is looking good. After Ralf Schumacher pits from P4 on lap 47, Kimi's still in P4 on lap 49. Ralf Schumacher gets by Giancarlo Fisichella. Critical. What's Giancarlo thinking? I don't know, but Ralf Schumacher looks good in the Toyota today. He was pumped up. Obviously had his carrot juice in the morning because he passes Giancarlo Fisichella for P5. And I don't know. I don't think Flavio liked that.
No,
Flavio wants all those points. And when the points go to somebody else, Flavio gets irritated at his fellow Italian friend.
Exactly.
So, and it's too late. They signed him for next year.
Exactly. Don't make me sorry I signed you for next year.
So I don't know what's going on. But the BMWs are really pushing hard. They're both looking good. Consistent. I don't know if those wings helped at all, but...
Yeah, I think one of the interviews I heard, I think they were talking to Villeneuve, and he basically... It makes them a little more stable in the corners.
I think it's in the... Exactly, with the lateral motion.
It should
there you have it.
It's helping them out a little bit.
But they're looking okay. P8, P9, P10, P11, in that range, back and forth, back and forth. Lap 50. Christian Albers pits from P15. Woo! Up the good work, Christian.
Which is at that time the back of the grid. Because
exactly. Pedro De La Rosa pits as well. And now, by lap 51, Michael Schumacher's gap to Fernando Alonso is 30 seconds plus. And Scott Speed at this time of the race is still in P10. I'm pretty impressed. Yeah. And I've knocked this kid down before. I've knocked him today because he was whining about his back. But you know what? He's racing and racing hard despite of the back problem.
Yep.
So if you can whine about your back and kick some butt on the track, kudos to Scott Speed.
Yep.
Congratulations.
He's outperforming his teammate again.
Exactly.
So that's always a good thing for him.
I concur completely. And at this stage, lap 52, it looks like David Coulthard might reel in that 1 point. He wants to keep the points scoring thing going.
Yeah.
Onesies and twosies do add up at the end of the
year. Exactly. Makes you look good. It's also good for the contract negotiations.
Exactly. And at this stage, Kimi Raikkonen is actually closing up on Fernando Alonso.
Yep. Well, Kimi's looking really good and looks like he's going to do really well. But something happens a little bit later.
Well, it's nothing critical. But yeah, he has to do an extra pit for some reason, and it could have been what I was talking about earlier about him not getting the fuel he needed on the second pit stop.
Yeah, well, what they were saying is they ended up changing his tires, and but he ends up only taking on about 6 laps worth of fuel, which means
something went wrong
because if the engineer messed up the calculations.
Well, I think Kimi Räikkönen wanted to come in because he was having problems with that particular set of tires.
Yeah.
But my favorite part is Mark Webber pits again on lap 52.
And that was the end of his day.
Exactly.
They were also mentioned that Nico was having tire trouble,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly. Nico's suffering. Apparently the Bridgestones and the Williams are not...
copacetic.
No. Something's wrong in River City right there. And lap 53, Massa pits from third place. This is a critical moment in the race in terms of setting up the podium for the race win. And Massa, who was obviously on a three-stopper, as Michael Schumacher, did not push hard enough.
No, he did not have nearly the gap he would need to stay ahead of Fernando coming out of the pit.
And Kimi Räikkönen pits again
on
lap 53. I thought he was on a two-stopper. I was wrong. And sure enough, we're not sure. We'll see what happens in the following week. But McLaren sort of lost the ball there in terms of strategy.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to find out whether or not it comes out that it was a calculation error. Did he actually come back in because his tires were giving him so much grief that he needed to come back in?
Not sure what's going on with Kimi, but who knows?
Yeah.
Finally, on lap 54, Frank Montagny pits, Jacques Villeneuve pits, Christian Kleen pits. And it's all clean pit stops, nothing to report. Lap 55, Michael Schumacher pits. Now, this is 15 laps to go, 3 pit stop strategy. You know this is going to be a lightning fast pit stop.
Exactly.
And it's 5.9 seconds. He comes out without losing a spot, keeps the lead. Keep up the good work, Michael Schumacher.
That fast, you almost don't.
But he's pushing so hard on his outlap because he's famous for his outlap. You see him lock it up a little bit on the Bridgestones, which surprised me, because he still had 15 laps to go. You want to take care of those tires.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
And he was pushing the Bridgestones to the limit.
Yeah.
Lap 57, Nico Rosberg pits from P15. Scott Speed is in P10 still. DC's in P9. Kimi Räikkönen is in P5. Giancarlo Fisichella is in P6. Pedro De La Rosa is in P7. There's a little bit of shuffling around, but it's going to stay this way for a little while.
Yeah.
And finally, Webber is out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was misquoting myself the last time. Yeah, that was
In the pit so many times. I lost track of Webber.
Yeah, he went back in 52. They put him back out on the track, and then they finally pushed him into the garage.
Exactly.
60.
And the top five on lap 61... at the end of lap 60, technically, with 10 laps to go, is Michael Schumacher, Fernando Alonso, Felipe Massa, Ralph Schumacher, Kimi Räikkönen, Giancarlo Fisichella, and we'll go with Pedro De La Rosa, doing a fairly decent job. I like it. Keep up the good work, Pedro.
And then Heidfeld in the last points-paying position.
Exactly. Keep up the good work, Nick. And I think he hangs on to that position. Am I wrong?
No, that's where he finishes
exactly.
The race.
But here's another Honda problem. We had Barrichello Kablamo in the early parts of the race. Now Button is in the garage. He's out of the car in disgust.
Yeah, and they were saying that he basically coasted into the pit, so...
I don't know. You know...
Something's...
Well, if you can hide a Kablamo, you want to, because really...
Well, doesn't really... Well, not necessarily, because if you want to put a new motor in a car, then you want a Kablamo.
Correct. Well, I think they probably did get a Kablamo, but
yeah.
I saw no smoke, so I'm not going to jump to that conclusion.
Yeah, we didn't even see him roll into the pit. So,
But there you have it, Button out, and he's pretty pissed off. His career is going down the tubes because he picked this team.
Yeah.
All the trouble he went through to be with Honda, he was so excited. Don't get me wrong, I mean, he could be driving at Williams, and that's pathetic too. But, man, Jenson Button, that win is still... a few years away if he sticks with Honda.
The way that things are going, you know, if You have to lose half. You're gonna have to have a race like Indy for him to even get onto the podium.
Exactly.
And he's got to get better pace because, you know, they couldn't even get past what, seventh.
Exactly. Michael Schumacher is pushing. Fernando Alonso is second, and Felipe Massa is third. And I think Fernando is fairly satisfied knowing that he can't catch up with the Bridgestone-shod Michael Schumacher Ferrari.
Yeah, but I'm very certain that he's happy that he's going to get the eight.
Yes, no, they points. Did a good job leapfrogging Massa. That was the thing to do.
And I'm wondering where Fisichella is because he was pretty fast last race in Indianapolis.
New spec engine for Renault. Fisichella's doing nothing. I don't know. We'll see what the news comes out in the following week, but I'm very disappointed. He needs to be pushing hard. He needs to be taking more chances. He needs to be attacking, yeah. And I don't know what's going on.
Yep. Finishing sixth, this isn't going to cut it.
Exactly.
He's behind a Toyota. Huh. That's a good sign for Toyota.
I agree.
And he finishes behind Kimi.
And everything settles down. Not much is happening until lap 67, where Ralf Schumacher is now only 2.543 seconds ahead of Kimi Raikkonen. Kimi Raikkonen is trying very hard to catch that P4 spot.
Yep. Get some more points.
And at this time, Fernando Alonso locks it up in the hairpin. He's struggling with the car.
And
his tires are going.
And he's pushing, too.
He's pushing, but he's got a lot of understeer. He just wants to finish the race now. I could tell he's slowing down, and Michael Schumacher as well. Everybody's going into relax mode.
Conservation mode.
Conversation mode. Everything just stays the same. Lap 70, the last lap. We see Michael Schumacher wave at the crowd before he finishes the race. That is really bad luck. You should never do that.
No, that is not a good idea.
But he's Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah, well, he's won 88 races, I think he has.
Yep, Michael Schumacher wins his 88th Grand Prix. It's his 150th podium of his career.
And his 8th victory
at Monaco. Yeah. Exactly. So the records continue, and continue.
Yes, he's going to be at the top of everything the way he's going.
Yep, Michael Schumacher owns the world.
Owns the world. Interesting, though, Pedro's motor goes pop on the cooldown lap.
That's the way it goes.
Well, at least he got through the race. He finished. So he classified. But they were showing him he was, I think, right at the entrance to the pit lane smoking. Which.
That means he's
got. I hope the second race on that motor because that means he's taking a 10
exactly.
slot penalty.
Not sure where that is. I don't keep up with all the teams on terms of which race weekend it is in terms of their motor.
Yeah, wait a second. That would have to be a first week because...
Yes, because I think...
Montoya didn't finish, and it's his first race.
None of them finished.
So that would be his. That would be
exactly.
the first week.
Just real quickly, 150 podiums. That's just really unbelievable for Michael Schumacher. You have to admit, this guy is going to have... If he drives again next year... These records will never be reachable by anyone.
Yeah, I think they said he was six races away, or six or 12 victories away from some other record too.
He's six races away from any record.
Probably true.
Okay, so Michael Schumacher finishes first. Fernando Alonso second. Felipe Massa third. Ralf Schumacher fourth. Keep up the good work, Toyota. Big improvement. On the Bridgestones. Bridgestone, congratulations. They've done a lots of improvement. Kimi Raikkonen is his fifth. Giancarlo Fisichella, sixth. Pick up the pace, Giancarlo. Pedro De La Rosa, seventh. Nick Heidfeld, eighth. David Coulthard, ninth. Misses out of the points. Scott Speed, tenth. In the top ten, I think that's you deserve congratulatory remarks, at least, from F1Weekly.com. Jacques Villeneuve, 11th. Christian Kleen, 12th. Vittorio Luizzi is 13th. Nico Rosberg, who struggled all weekend, really. 14th. Christian Albers, 16th. And Frank Montagny finishing the race in front of his French folk. Keep up the good work. And that was the final car in 16th place. Everybody else was out with mechanical problems.
Button, Weber, Trulli, Rubino, Diego Montero and Takuma Sato.
There you have it. Congratulations to Ferrari. Keep up the good work. They've made a lot of progress. I'm very impressed. Flavio is crying right now. And Renault needs to pick up the pace. Yes. Fernando has only got now a 17-point lead in the championship. We have seven more races to go. We shall see. We shall see. We shall see. The whole thing now comes down to dependability and mistake-free weekends.
Yeah, and actually I think Fernando's a little less risk than the manufacturer's championship because Ferrari can catch them a lot more easily there the way Fizzy, you know, Fizzy keeps finishing back in the field like this. That is definitely at risk. I think Fernando, the way he's been driving this season, going to be really tough to catch him.
I think
unless they...
It depends on the races and the temperature. The hot temperatures are favoring...
The Bridgestones, definitely.
The Bridgestones, indeed. They did at Indianapolis. They did today at Manicourt. If the weather cools down anywhere, that'll favor the Michelins again. We'll see what happens. Hockenheim, by the way, this could be the last race at Hockenheim. We'll see what happens there. There's some contractual things going on.
Oh, yeah, and Bernie kind of wants to take one of the German races away.
Hockenheim is famous for being quite warm. So this could be falling right into the German's hands again. Being in Germany, he'll be pumped up to do well in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, will be interesting to see, especially to see how, if it is hot and if the Bridgestones again are superior in that warm weather.
And I expect Toyota to continue doing progress and do well in Hockenheim.
That's their second fourth place in a row, isn't it?
Exactly.
Because Trulli scored fourth in Indianapolis.
So they're definitely starting to dance with the bigger boys. They're just not leading the dance. They're still following.
Exactly. But they're moving up the field.
They're moving up the field. Keep up the good work, Toyota.
Starting to look like getting rid of Gascoigne was a good idea.
Exactly. They might have made some right decisions. And on the other hand, Honda, who was babbling about how they're restructuring and now they're going not with one race engineer, but they're going with this committee thing, which is actually the Japanese way, it's not working at all.
Well, at least not yet.
they're going backwards.
Yeah, they are. Their pace is not improving. It's degrading.
It's degrading, absolutely. When a Toro Rosso finishes the race in the top 10 and there are no Hondas finishing, there's definitely problems in some of the engineering, fluid dynamics, and managerial positions as well.
Yep, basically you get a Red Bull and a Toro Rosso in the top 10.
Yep, there you have it, and there you go. That's the race wrap-up. Just want to say thank you to a few friends out there. MyTriviaPodcast.com. Keep up the good work, Will. John at MeccaOfSpeed.com. Thanks for the gifts. I like it. Keep them coming. And there you have it. Make sure you buy your Motorsports Memories calendar. We have a special sale going on, $10 plus shipping and handling. This will end on July 31st. Also, we're giving away a copy of Grand Prix on DVD. This offer ends July 31st as well. We'll be picking a winner on August 2nd. All you have to do is send us an email and just put in the subject matter Grand Prix on DVD. You can send that to any one of us at f1weekly.com. Also, we are out of extra large t-shirts. We're going to put in an order. Could take a few weeks to get them. You can either get a large and your order will go out immediately or wait a few weeks for your extra large and most beautiful f1weekly.com t-shirt. We also want to remind everybody that the forum is up and running on F1Weekly.com's website. Take a look at it. You'll find it stimulating. You can vent on all three of us, even my producer. You know, he's good to vent on, too. I like it. So there you have it. I also want to thank my producer, David Tapia, for doing a fine job in waking up early this weekend. There you have it. There you go. I got a Bastille Day party to go to.
Yep.
Vive la France.
I want to go hang out with the San Francisco F1 meetup group this afternoon, or this morning, a little bit later this morning.
Excellent.
Checked out the race with those guys, and then on to a Giants game.
Okay, give them my regards. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Clark.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. thanking you, the subscribers and members of our listening audience, for listening to our podcast, reporting and commenting on Formula One, the highest echelon of motorsport, a blend of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts, all wrapped up in a high-speed package. That's F1Weekly.com for all your Formula One needs.